This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I told you from the beginning that I've been to so many thousands, and not just been to physically, but I mean watched or heard about or read about, so many thousands of conservative rallies and Trump rallies and Tea Party rallies, and I've been going to Republican events since I was 3 years old in my father's arms. And there's never been any violence. And this one was different. There were some strange people, and they were wearing tactical gear and bulletproof vests, and they were looking for trouble, and I'm betting they're Antifa, I'm betting you they're BLM. And so this article just came out, extraordinary. Chat logs reveal alleged plan to turn Trump rally into a violent riot. And even some of the people that appear maybe to be Trumpers don't look like Trumpers to me. Trump people aren't, they don't look like lowlives. These people look like lowlives. You know, and they do weird things. The poor girl who got shot and killed, the Air Force girl. Did you see the article out in the media yesterday? I think it was UK Daily Mail. That she was in a thruple? You know, you ever hear of a couple? She's a thruple. She had a female lover and a male husband. And the three of them are in a relationship together. They sleep in the same bed and have threesomes all day long. Does that sound like any Trump people you know? And that's the girl who got killed, who was absolutely, her husband said, a huge Trumper. That's a weird Trumper. I never met a Trumper like that in my life. I don't know a lot of Republicans who are in thruples. Do you? It was a weird crowd that evaded the Capitol. Weird crowd. Not the kind of people I've ever met at these events. I meet salt-of-the-earth people. And I meet lots of women who are like grandmas. They're not invading the Capitol. They're not killing anyone. They're not dropping a fire extinguisher on a police officer. So I don't think these were Trump people. Most of them were Antifa, and a few of them might have been Trump people that kind of, you know, the energy of everything was, they're opening the doors, come on in, the police are inviting you in, and the people who are on Antifa are screaming out, charge, let's go get them, let's take back the people's house, it's our country, and everybody got carried away, and they entered the door, and they acted like idiots, and they ran around a little bit, but the people who ran in did not seem like typical Trump people to me for the most part. Some of them seemed like absolute Antifa people. Screenshots from a Discord chat channel. I don't even know what that means. I guess I'm at a certain age where I don't know what the F you're talking about. A Discord chat channel? The hell does that mean? Chris, do you know what that means? A Discord chat channel?
Looking it up right now, sir.
Look it up. All right. Allegedly hosted by John Sullivan, the far-left anti-Trump activist who appears to have incited violence at the U.S. Capitol while posing as a journalist, reveals he and his followers infiltrated the January 6th Save America March in Washington, D.C. What a surprise! The unearthed screenshots follow Sullivan's arrest for his role in the Capitol riot, which included calls to violence such as, we got to get this blank burned, and it's our house, mother blankers, an affidavit can reveal. The Discord chat channel is allegedly affiliated with Sullivan's Insurgents USA group, which describes itself as a rainbow coalition to unite all people under one banner to fight for liberation and freedom for all the people. We are the revolution. Let's show them the power of the people united. The chat logs corroborate the recent federal charge against Sullivan, noting he didn't attend the riot to report, but rather to serve as an agent provocateur. Sullivan uses the last name Jaden X. Yeah, these are real Trump people, aren't they? A Black Lives Matter guy who uses the last name Jaden X, you know, like Malcolm X, could be seen sending an image of himself in a Trump 2020 hat captured with counter intel on the bottom. He wrote down counter intel. Following the riots, other Discord users revealed they disguised themselves as Trump supporters by wearing hats and shirts with the president's insignia Other users, such as a guy who calls himself Death Threat, admitted a large sum of anti-Trumpers composed those storming the Capitol before appearing to identify themselves in the crowd. Other attendees photographed themselves flipping Trump supporters off outside the Capitol, meaning giving the middle finger to Trump supporters. And then they show the picture of the guy flipping off Trump supporters. Sullivan also posted instructions on how to make chemical weapon wipes. Finally, there is now further information to show Sullivan and his crew were planning to be involved in further violent protests masquerading as pro-Trump rallies. Sullivan posted flyers claiming MAGA are holding a nationwide rally on January 17th for the Second Amendment. He doesn't post the source of those images. My opinion is he made them himself to create more chaos, is what the writer of this column says. As recently as Wednesday, January 13th, he appears to have posted comments such as, laugh out loud, this is going to be a war. This information severely undermines the establishment's claims that Donald Trump incited a riot at the Capitol and that his supporters were responsible for the majority of the action on January 6th. So there you have it. More information that leads me to believe that this was not any of the people that I've ever met at Trump rallies. You know, have you ever met, like, the Republican Club of Nevada, run by Pauline Lee? What a nice lady, and all nice people, and the board of directors, all professionals who wear suits, and ladies who wear dresses, and everybody who shows up at their luncheons is in suits and dresses, and there's nobody there that would raid the Capitol and hurt a police officer, and like, you know, murder a congressperson, and by the way, no congressperson was murdered. Okay, Black Lives Matter events were so much more deadly, so much more destructive, and nobody cared, but you're running Trump out of town? You're running Trump out of town? Because something occurred where people ran around acting like idiots? A minor thing compared to what happened at any Black Lives Matter event? Really? So this just in, Lindsey Graham releases 11 transcripts of interviews conducted during the Senate Judiciary Committee's probe of Crossfire Hurricane. In July 16, Peter Strzok opened a counterintel investigation into Trump's camp, dubbed Crossfire Hurricane, on suspicions, based on no evidence, by the way, that the Russians had infiltrated Trump's inner circle. And the electronic communication that launched Crossfire Hurricane was written by Peter Strzok, obtained by Judicial Watch as a result of a Freedom of Information lawsuit. And so Lindsey Graham has released all this stuff, and the question is, why didn't you do it before the election? Friday released a slew of additional documents and transcripts related to the panel's investigation into the origins and the aftermath of the Trump-Russia probe, calling the original probe one of the most incompetent and corrupt investigations in the history of the FBI and the DOJ. By the way, this is just another thing that will be not covered or made out to be so minor. You know, it'll be on page 89 in a small paragraph at the bottom, and no one will ever care because it should have been released before the election, you numbskull. How stupid are Republicans? How stupid is Lindsey Graham? How could you release it now? It's a little late, Lindsey. Didn't Trump lose? Wasn't the election already stolen? A little bit late. He said, I consider Crossfire Hurricane investigation a massive system failure by senior leadership and not representative of the dedicated, hardworking patriots who protect their nation every day at the FBI and the DOJ. Of course, always couch it with bull spit. Always kiss their ass while you're mentioning that some of them are completely corrupt, bought and paid for by the Democrat Party and the Communist Party of China. Calling Crossfire Hurricane operation one of the most incompetent, corrupt investigations in the history of the FBI and the DOJ. They have charted a path to allow us to reform the system. The FISA court was lied to. Exculpatory information was withheld on those being investigated. The investigators were incredibly biased and used the powers of law enforcement for political purposes, Graham said. The subjects of the investigation had their lives turned upside down. It's my hope that counterintelligence investigations will be reined in and this never happens again in America. Well, you're right, Lindsey. It won't happen for the next 4 years. There's a Democrat in office. There will be nobody ever investigating anything for the next 4 years. Am I the only one that's getting really cynical? That thinks this country's a joke and that we're a banana republic and that there are people running around the FBI and the DOJ whose goal in life is to destroy Republicans for spitting on the street and going 66 in a 65 zone? while they let Democrats murder and rape with impunity and couldn't care less? Am I the only one who thinks that? Who thinks there's massive conspiracy to destroy every Republican and have us all labeled as domestic terrorists? Because five Antifa people ran around and made fools themselves? I mean, you just can't believe what's happening in the United States of America. So Lindsey Graham releasing this is like a speck in the water, man. It ain't going to make any difference at all. A ripple in a giant tsunami wave. The NRA files for bankruptcy, dumps New York, will reincorporate in Texas. Hey, everybody is eventually going to reincorporate in Texas. Everybody with money, everybody that owns a business, we're all going to relocate in Texas. Nobody can keep your business in California or New York or Illinois, right? Those are the three disaster areas. California, New York, and Illinois, Chicago, are just disaster areas run 100% by Democrats and just handing the keys to the city to the illegal aliens while they persecute business owners. So everybody's got to get their asses to Texas. Not much choice. Same place the NRA is running is where everybody's got to run. And by the way, I was talking earlier about Joe Biden being the biggest regulator in the history of America. He's promising to be. To add more regulations than any president ever after Trump got rid of more regulations. But I need to tell you, Joe Biden's proposing a $15 minimum wage, which could kill more than 1.3 million jobs. 1.3 million jobs could be killed by Joe Biden's idiocy of $15 minimum wage. You haven't wrecked New York enough. You haven't wrecked San Francisco and L.A. enough. You haven't wrecked Chicago enough. You've got to go wreck the entire nation with $15 minimum wage. Anyone that's ever tried this, their cities are in smoldering ruins. There's no business that can afford $15 an hour for their employees. There's no restaurant that can afford $15 an hour for their employees. Do you realize it's not just bottom 15? If you get 15 minimum wage, then everybody at the top has to go from 30 to 45. You're knocking everyone into bankruptcy. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com, x3bar.com.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty Health Share, the sponsor of this segment of the show. I canceled my Aetna health insurance about 5 years ago, a little over 5 years ago now. And it was the best decision I've ever made, but it was the scariest decision I've ever made. I was scared to death. You know, look, you get brainwashed in this country, right? I thought you got to have health insurance. How can you live a life with four kids without health insurance? You've got to have it. So to switch, to cancel your health insurance and switch to Christian healthcare sharing is scary, especially when you're Jewish. Really scary. And so I took a chance and I did it because they became the sponsor of the show. And I said, if I'm gonna pitch it to all of you, then I've got to do it. And I'm sure that's what you all appreciate about me, right? I don't ever pitch things to you. I try every product on this show. If I don't like it, I get rid of them. If I like it, I tell you about it, I endorse it. Otherwise, I don't put my name on it. And so I got involved with Liberty Health Share. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You could start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month if you want. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. And it's not like they're small time. They provided healthcare for 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. And I've saved over $100,000 with them. Can you imagine? I mean, that's an endorsement. I've saved over $100,000 with them in the 5 years in premiums alone. Forget about the fact that I've had them cover some health issues that I had to take care of. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-50-LIBERTY, 855-50-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, 855-50-LIBERTY. They are the good guys. Here is a letter from one of my fans, Scott. In a socialist government, they own all the means of production and business. Maybe they knew they couldn't take it away from small businesses. that the life engine of this country and the life engine of our economy. They couldn't get away with that, so they want to bankrupt them and leave the ones that can still afford it, Walmart, Target, Home Depot, etc. Still funny how Cuomo is now saying we got to open the economy, meaning New York Governor Andrew Cuomo hates Trump because he ain't Trump. It's all manufactured state-run media. Not sure what we need to do, but here, not to do here in Connecticut, but I am not a happy camper. Got it. So, I mean, here, let me break down Scott's letter. First of all, I've said this for years. I said this under Obama. In a socialist or communist country, the government owns all the businesses. And, of course, all those countries are horrible failures and life's miserable because when the government owns the businesses, nothing gets done. You have to have people own the business and have the ability to get rich. I always agreed with Michael Douglas in that movie, Wall Street. Greed is good. Greed is why America's America. You know, Wayne Root is the hardest working human being you've ever met. I'm willing to work 16, 18 hours a day. I'm the most creative person you've ever met. I'm willing to do anything. You know, they have those ads. I'll do anything to sell you a car. Wayne Root will do anything to make money because I want to be rich. If you took away that, you said everyone makes $22,000 a year, whether you're a janitor, a doctor, a policeman, a fireman, a business owner, everyone's allowed in the communist country to make the same $22,000 a year. I would just be like, I'm going to lay in my hammock all day. Go F yourself. I'm not working 16 hours a day. I wouldn't work 3 hours a day for $22,000 a year. It's all about greed. That's what makes America great. That's what makes businesses great. That's what makes businessmen like me and Trump great and work long hours and be creative. And that creativity creates thousands of jobs and all the tax revenues in this country. So, yes, it's a disaster when you let government own the businesses, own the means of production. And they know they can't do that in America. That's never going to happen. So, yes, he's right. Scott is right. The next best thing is to pass so many regulations and taxes that nobody can run their business anymore, and they go bankrupt. And the only people left are the big giant companies that make giant contributions to the Democrat Party, Walmart and Target and Home Depot. Yes, Walmart's very Democrat now. Walmart abandoned us and were traitors to all of us, and they supported Obamacare. I would never forgive Walmart. Walmart can kiss my ass. Another loser, big government, big corporation that turned their back on all of us and went with Barack Obama. What a joke. Target, so liberal, it's enough to make me vomit. They're all bad. All these big companies are bad. They give all their contributions to Democrats. So that's why Democrats want to keep them in business and put everybody else, the little guy, out of business. And yes, you're right, Scott, about the fact that Cuomo said you got to keep the economy closed when Trump was president. And now that Biden is supposedly president in a few days, now you got to open the economy. Got to open the economy. Now you got to have tax revenues. They needed to defeat Trump in an election year. This was their plan. Use COVID. Never let an opportunity go to a crisis go to waste. Use COVID to close every business you could possibly close and shut down entire state economies and make the entire country go under and everyone lose their jobs. So Trump is a loser instead of a winner. And now that Trump's out, let's open up all the businesses again.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden outlined a $1.9 trillion spending bill that includes $1,400 per person checks be sent to households to supplement the $600 direct payments approved in December. Biden's plan also helps out state and local governments. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls reacts to that part of Biden's proposal.
States have to balance their budget. The federal government doesn't. So AOC and now Joe Biden are going to the big piggy bank in the sky that prints nonstop money.
Old man winter impacting millions of Americans as they face blizzard-like conditions in the Midwest. High winds and heavy snow forcing blizzard warnings to be issued from Minnesota to Missouri. Up to a half foot of snow already being reported in parts of Iowa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, welcome back to The Warrior on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allyn-Root, we're on Unfiltered. The Root's on fire. Christina Layla's with us. She is the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. She's with us a couple of times a month with the top stories trending at the Gateway Pundit. Christina, I have a question for you. How are you, first of all? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing well. How are you?
Listen, very good. So, I mean, very good considering the circumstances that America's finished. But other than that, I'm great. You know, other than the fact that we're a communist nation and we're all being censored and banned, it's pretty good. So my first question to you is, knowing what's going on now, the banning, the censoring, Parler's gone, you know, hopefully not forever. Hopefully they'll be up. By the way, do you hear any rumors when they might be up again? Do you hear anything about that?
I don't know. I did read something yesterday that the CEO was saying he might not come back. And again, I don't know if that's true.
Might not come back at all?
Yeah. I don't know if I misread that, but I heard that yesterday. He was saying that.
I had 96,000 fans there, and I got 16,000 of them in the last week. So, I mean, that's like a nightmare. But anyway, so the question I was going to ask you was, knowing how they're censoring and banning every conservative and every conservative app like Parler, can they, and I knowing that they screwed with you guys, Gateway Pundit was totally screwed with once Trump won the election, they killed a lot of traffic to you, Google did, and people like that. So what's happening now? What's the attacks on a Gateway Pundit as we speak? There must be new attacks by these crazy liberals.
Well, so we're getting attacked just by the socials. They locked us out of Twitter. Facebook is coming down hard on us. However, our organic traffic on our homepage is at record high. So people right now, they know that a lot of people are just leaving social media anyways. They're just, there's a big exodus. And so they're just coming over to the homepage right now, kind of like how, you know, the Drudge Report used to be. I don't even want to give them a plug, but how people just sit on the site. That's kind of what's happening now. So we have that organic traffic, but the ability to share articles, that is what is getting affected right now. So we're being put into spam. If you try to email one of our articles, it just goes into spam, or people are blocked on social media.
I'm always sharing your articles, obviously. But just to give you an example, I happened to share one from Breitbart this morning. I usually do Gateway. But there was just one specific poll at Breitbart that I wanted to send to my friend who's close to the president. And I took that poll at Breitbart, sent it to my friend, and my friend sends me back a screenshot of what he got. When I sent it, it was the cover of a Breitbart story. What he got was, somebody is falsely portraying this website, and it could damage you. Don't go here. It's unbelievable to me what's happened. The kind of attacks on all of us. So it's very scary, and it's very saddening, and it's very depressing. And they're trying to stop all of our ability to earn a living. And you know they're going to come after conservative talk radio, and they're going to come after you again. And just terrible what these people have done. But you guys were on the money, I must say. Gateway Pundit has had, I think I read today on your site, you've had over 200 articles about the election being stolen that were literally evidence proving the election was stolen, right? I mean, you guys were right on top of it.
Right. We not only covered what was coming out of these hearings, we actually had our own people on the ground in Michigan and other states who were documenting what was happening. So we really did a lot of work on covering the election fraud, and that's why we're being targeted. Because now they're trying to criminalize that. Now, if you dare say the election was stolen, by the way, this is after 4 years of the Democrats saying that
Trump stole the election.
Vladimir Putin. Right.
Unbelievable.
We're not allowed to say anything now. We can't even, as reporters, we can't even cover election fraud. So
they're trying to criminalize it, and it's
an incitement to violence.
All right, so speaking of turncoats to the Republican Party, Lindsey Graham's acting like the new hero and the big protector of Trump today because he released a whole bunch of documents, transcripts of interviews from his Senate Judiciary Committee hearings about, the origins of Russiagate and Crossfire Hurricane and all that. Is Lindsey Graham a hero, or is this too little too late, is what I think?
Not at all. He waits until, 5 days before inauguration?
Right.
So
what's the point, right?
You know, what's the point of releasing this? I'm still going through the transcripts. The site was down for a little bit. The Senate Judiciary site went down for a little bit. So I'm going through, and I'm going to do some follow-up articles on it. to see.
Well, better you than me. I'm glad you're going through it, Christina, because I'm attention deficit disorder to like the 2,000th degree. So I don't want to read through this garbage, but I'm glad when someone else does and then gives me the cliff notes. See, I need you to provide me cliff notes. That's very important. And by the way, I've got a new column to give you that I'm going to send to you during the next break that you can put up over the weekend, and I think it'll be well received at your site. So I love posting my stuff at Gateway Pundit.
Yep.
Let's talk about John Sullivan. I think that's the most important thing on the front page of Gateway. Mm-hmm. The Antifa leader, the Black Lives Matter leader, John Sullivan, who acted like he was a reporter and he's just a guy who stands on the sidelines and watches. And then we found out there was a video made of him entering the Capitol and he's like screaming curse words, charge, let's go kill the mother, you know whaters. And obviously riling up the crowd and a lot of bad things happened and he seemed to be in the center of all of it, right?
Right. So there was a left-wing activist who put on the Trump hat and stormed the Capitol. And it came out last night. Well, we had the story up where a CNN reporter was with him. And then a video was released last night of CNN literally embedded with him, running into the Capitol with him, and trying to make it look like he was just a Trump supporter. And the media keeps saying, oh, these are Trump supporters, Trump supporters. Well, now we know. We have documented at least this guy right here, John Sullivan, who was arrested by the FBI yesterday. He's a liberal activist. He's a well-known left-wing activist. And the media now, CNN, and he went on CNN with the reporter that was embedded. And CNN's trying to act like nothing happened. So it's like it's more proof that a left-wing activist such as Antifa, BLM, I'm not sure exactly who he's affiliated with, but he is a left-wing activist, are now working in conjunction with the left-wing media. They work together. And they were trying to make it look like Trump support. It was all Trump supporters. We know there were leftists in there. I spoke to people who were there, and they did see people dressed in black bloc, Antifa. And we have video of people dressed in all black breaking windows. And the media refuses to report on that, just to make it look like it's Trump supporters who, you know, participated in the siege of the Capitol.
Yeah, I knew it from the beginning. You know, I've been saying on the show that I've been to so many hundreds of, not just Trump, but Tea Party events, conservative events. You know, I've been a Republican my whole life since I was 3 years old. My father had me in his arms handing out literature at train stations for Barry Goldwater. So I've been a Republican my whole life, conservative my whole life. I've never been to a conservative event and seen one window broken, one strange-looking person who looks like a bum, who looks like a dirty, you know, hasn't taken a shower like these Antifa people look. I've never seen a crime. I've never seen anyone mugged. I've never seen anyone punched. I've never seen anyone pull out a knife or a gun and hurt somebody. Mm-hmm. So this whole thing doesn't smell right to me. There's something wrong with the people that charged into. Even the girl who got killed, that Ashley Babbitt girl, that she's involved in a throuple. Did you see that today? She's got a husband and a girlfriend. Got a husband and a girlfriend. Does that sound like a Trump person to you? Very strange stuff. Come on. These are weird people. And they showed, you know, another guy was in the Capitol building with a Trump hat on. He was a black guy. And he was smoking a joint. And he was like, get me a blunt. Right. Get me a blunt. These aren't Trump people. I've never met people like that at Trump events. It's absurd that these were Trump people.
Yeah. And the bigger story that's being covered up is the fact that this was actually pre-planned. And so they're trying to say, well, Trump incited this with his January 6th speech, and then now they're moving the goalposts and saying, well, it was the previous statements that the election was stolen. Because now the FBI confirmed this was pre-planned. They knew about it. They had intel that came in letting them know that there was some planning of people that were going to storm the Capitol.
But you do realize this is
Trump.
But you realize this has not made any news. I guess I saw it at your site, maybe the only place I've ever seen it, that the FBI is now saying, they're admitting it was pre-planned. That has not made any mainstream media in the United States of America. This is like Hunter's laptop, completely covered up. No one's allowed to know this.
Right. Well, and John Solomon, the investigative reporter who runs Just the News, he actually filed a FOIA request for the Metropolitan Police to see records for their investigation of the siege.
And they turned it down,
refused.
Right?
Refused. Yes.
So that on your side,
because
they said
it's going to be embarrassing. It will embarrass everybody.
Yeah. Well, they opened the doors. We saw them open the doors for the protesters. I don't even see how any charges can stick for anybody. because they walked in after being invited to come in by the Capitol Police. That's not even trespassing. Forget about all the other supposed crimes. They're terrorists. It's not even trespassing. They open the door and let you in the Capitol. Once you walk in after a cop says come in, that's not trespassing. So I don't believe any of these charges will stick in court. None of them.
Yeah, and think of all the people who just traveled to D.C. for the first time, and they just out of curiosity walked in. They didn't, you know, they didn't break anything, or they weren't causing problems. I think a lot of people enter the Capitol out of curiosity because they've never been there.
Yeah, and they're all going to lose their jobs now. You know, teachers, right. Policemen, people are all losing their jobs. The most incredible thing. It's such a witch hunt. I saw on the news in Las Vegas, Christina, and we're talking to Christina Leyla, Gateway Pundit, assistant editor. Last night, I've got the 11 o'clock news comes on. I never watch it anymore. Who can watch this garbage? It's always anti-Trump. But I saw the first minute of it, you know, after a show I'm watching. So the first minute is on, and what's the headline? It's, did police officers of the Vegas Metro Police attend the Trump rally? Will they lose their jobs? They didn't say that they went into the Capitol. So you're saying if you were just there at a peaceful rally supporting any old political candidate, now you lose your job? How can that happen in America, Christine? I don't see how that's possible. They should sue for $1 million.
Frightening.
Christina, stay with us. We want to grab a couple other topics when we come back, including this Democrat Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, who looks like an Antifa loser. I can't believe these people. I mean, he's got a goatee and a thing around his, you know, a little growth on his neck that looks like he's an Antifa thug. How that's the Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, I have no idea. When we come back, more with Christina Leyla, Gateway Pundit, assistant editor, thegatewaypundit.com, one of my favorite websites in the world. My first go-to site every morning, by the way, and the first site I go to before this show to get all the best news stories. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior, be right back with you. I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Hey friends, John Jubilee here with Energized Health. I want this to be your best year ever, 2021. This can be the year that you get to check off the boxes you have been waiting to check off for a decade. No more fat, no more medication, no more lack of energy, no more low sex drive. Come on, man, man up this year and join me with Energized Health. 88 days to the best you from the inside out, the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration that has documented tens of thousands of success stories, high blood pressure gone, diabetes gone, irritable bowel syndrome, lack of energy, low testosterone gone and reversed. Go to energizedhealth.com or call me directly at 888-444-8895.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. Is this funny? In an age of all the violent protests and the violent crime and the economic downturn and a raging virus pandemic and lots of homeless people on the streets and, you know, and all the things that are going on, wouldn't it make you want to buy a bulletproof vest? Does that make you a criminal? A New York lawmaker wants to ban bulletproof vests. If the bill is passed, anyone that owns body armor would have to surrender their vests within 15 days of the law being passed or face severe consequences. Folks, this is what's coming at you. Okay, and they're going to pass the same thing for guns. Give up your guns or face severe consequences. They're going to come and they're going to take everything we got. You have every right to own body armor, bulletproof vest, whatever you want to call it. Every right to own it. I can't tell you how many people. I was thinking about buying one, literally. When I saw this article today, I was just thinking about buying one the last week. I want to have a bulletproof vest. And they're going to try and take it away from me. It's amazing. Christina Layla is with us, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. Christina, welcome back to the show.
Hello.
So you've got something on the front page of your website about Pennsylvania's Democrat Lieutenant Governor. And I had to do a double take because I thought sometimes there are like ads mixed in amongst your columns. And I thought that picture can't be the Lieutenant Governor. It's got to be the picture of an ad for like some bully, some loser, some violent Antifa idiot. Who's, you know, that's the Lieutenant Governor.
Yes, I look at him, right? And he's giving a statement. He's wearing a hoodie, sweatshirt. Yeah. He looks like a thug. And well, what he's doing right now is he's saying that you are not even allowed. So he's saying Trump cannot say the election was rigged and stolen because that, according to this man, is not protected free speech. So he's attacking the First Amendment. You can't, he says the president can only talk about football, his favorite football team and other things, but he cannot talk about elections and he can't say it's rigged. He said it's as if he would be calling fire, in a theater. And it's an incitement to violence. And this is what they're doing. They are criminalizing speech right now.
That is so bizarre. It's not free speech for me to say out loud the election was stolen, or I believe, it's my opinion, the election was stolen. I've seen evidence to indicate the election was stolen. If free speech means you could say anything. There is no limitation to your free speech. You weren't even alive, Christine. You're much younger than me, but in the late 1970s, I must have been like 16 years old or something like that. Skokie, Illinois, which is a very Jewish town, they applied for and got a permit, the KKK, to do a march through Skokie, Illinois, the Ku Klux Klan. And the ACLU defended their right to march through Skokie. I remember that clear as day. The lawyers for the ACLU were Jewish lawyers who said, you know what, I hate everything these guys believe in, but I'm going to represent them and make sure they're allowed to do it in the greatest country, the United States of America. And now all of a sudden, you can't do anything anywhere. Anything you say has become criminal under the Democrat Party. How scary.
It is scary. And that's what they're doing now. You cannot. So as a reporter, now they're saying, well, I can't. We're getting hit right now at Gateway Pundit because we reported on election fraud.
And so what are they doing to you exactly for that crime, that terrible crime?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we're getting shut down on social media. And there's all this pressure coming down on us where we're trying to be careful now because we're afraid that we're just going to be completely deplatformed.
Wow.
And so now it's like, you know, under the First Amendment, I have the right to free press. I can report. I can say what I want. But now we have, this guy is very powerful in Pennsylvania. And this man is coming out saying, no, that's not protected under free speech. That is verbatim what he said.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how bad things are getting.
And here's the thing. You know, I'm the biggest fighter for Trump, and I'm going to send you a column that you can put up over the weekend. That is the biggest defense of Trump, and I'm always on Trump's team. Doesn't mean I don't criticize him. And Trump is leaving us as president, walking out the door and leaving us to clean up the mess. And the mess is that he should have dealt with social media. He had 4 years to come up with a way to combat them and stop them from censoring and banning and deplatforming. And he never even attempted to do it, and I don't understand it. And he's walking out the door, leaving us to fight the horrors of what to me reminds me of 1938. This is like Nazi style suppression, and Trump should have done something about it. I'm angry about that, even though I love him, even though I think he's great, and even though my latest article says he's still very popular. I mean, you guys do too. You've had all the polls, you've seen him. He's very popular with the Republicans, very popular with me. But he definitely missed, and he's leaving without doing them, and it's a big mistake. Let's talk last story. Biden vows to destroy small business with a $15 minimum wage. That's, to my knowledge, that's part of this new thing he's announcing. You know, the new stimulus plan, the $1.9 trillion stimulus plan. He's not mentioning it's also going to target businesses, and there's taxes in it, massive taxes, and this $15 minimum wage. Quickly tell us what that's about.
All right. Well, we've already seen what $15 minimum wage does in Seattle. It drains small businesses. And right now, we're coming out of COVID, where small businesses are already struggling. 60% of small businesses are gone. And now it's like, well, you got to pay your employees $15 an hour. And this is a federal minimum wage. So think of the smaller towns that don't, you know, this isn't like New York City or Los Angeles.
Right.
These are small towns that can't handle it.
Well, people don't understand. Yes. 15 minimum wage means that's the beginning wage, but the people who are already making 20 and 25 and 30 suddenly have to get a raise to 35, 40, and 50 because the young guys who know nothing are getting 15. So that means all the way up the chain, all your money's being given away. The average person has no clue. No restaurant will survive this. Christina Leyla, thank you for coming on the show. TheGatewayPundit.com. Thank you, Christine. Have a great weekend.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, Please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.